I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dette en podcast fra Liverpool Support Club Norge.
Fredag kom avgjørelsen om at Premier League blir utsatt til starten av april på grunn av situasjonen med koronaviruset. I denne spesialepisoden av The Cop-Out-podcasten har Mari Lunde, som jobber for supportklubben I Liverpool, intervjuet Neil Atkinson I The Anfield Wrap og vår egen Tore Hansen om betydningen av denne avgjørelsen og hva de tror vil skje videre. Her hennes intervjuer.
Neil, the Premier League has been postponed until early April at least. What are your thoughts on this?
I think early April is optimistic, but I understand why they've done that. The international break feels as though we may all know more of where we are by the time you get to that point. But ultimately, I think it's going to take longer than that. I think the incubation process around this, insofar as I understand the science, I think you're not going to want to get players back playing, back training with one another until you can be sure that they're not going to affect one another. So that period of time could therefore extend, I think. I don't think for us, I'd be really surprised if there's anything around cancelling or voiding the league season. I think it's much more likely to be a series of postponements until there can be a confidence in players' fitness, in their health and the health of those others who need to be attendance at the game, coaches, referees. And then it wouldn't surprise me if this season finishes back end of May, early June, playing its games behind closed doors. But really, we don't know at this stage.
There was a game that went ahead as normal just a couple of days ago. Do you think that was irresponsible?
I think given the context now of the wellness of the people from Madrid, and you've got to be careful about this, because what I don't want to do is act as though there's something deeply ill or negative about Spaniards or people from Madrid. That's nonsense. It's more with the situation having allowed 3,000 people from Madrid to come over when they were in a lockdown situation in their own city does now feel a little bit strange and a little bit inexplicable, given everything that's sort of an ongoing part of this about spread. But in general, I think you can ask a lot of questions about the response of the British government. All of that said, you know, I don't think any government has absolutely nailed this. I think everyone's just trying to do the best through a situation which perhaps shouldn't have been entirely unexpected, but which is obviously, you know, we haven't had an occurrence like it for God knows how long. So, you know, without sort of wanting to rant and rave about anything, I do think that there's maybe people have been caught a tiny little bit on the hop in this country. But then, you know, the flip side of that is that it seems as though everyone one way or another has been caught on at least a little bit of a hop.
How would you describe Liverpool at the moment, the city? Because walking around here today, it seemed fairly normal.
I think it is pretty normal. I think that people are trying to insofar as they can, go about their business. We've closed our office. We have a lot of people who come through the Anfield Wrap's office. You know, we have 60 contributors who can come through in a week. And then we have people who come over for games to come and say hello and pop in. And, you know, we've got our staff in there as well of 14. So we just sort of felt if people can do stuff from home or remotely or on location, for instance, here, then give them the opportunity to do that's no bad thing. I think that's the reasonable response is to try to find that flexibility where if companies are able to do it, not all companies will be able to do it, and then let people make their own decisions and trust and hope they're informed and informed correctly around those decisions. That's what you want, and that's hopefully part of what's going to get us back playing football soon.
So back to the football, to summarise, you don't really expect Liverpool to be playing at the Etihad on the 5th of April?
No, I don't. I don't think Liverpool will be playing at the Etihad on the 5th of April. I could be wrong. You know, I'm not a public health expert. I just think it's going to take a period of time. But I don't also expect the whole thing to be voided. I think there's too much that's up in the air. If you try to say we keep it the same, we stop now, the way everyone is in the divisions is where they are, and that carries through for next season, then I think Liverpool are the least of everyone's problems. I don't think there'd be any legal challenge around the idea of Liverpool as champions, but there would be around who finishes 4th or even 5th given the Man City situation. There would be around who's 17th, 18th given the how tight it is down there. I can't see how that's possible to make that decision and void it. And then if you want to say, well, we'll pretend the whole thing never happened, you throw yourself open to all sorts of situations with the clubs in the EFL, in the EFL league. But also, you know, there's things on the line again there. If you're Leicester, you're saying, well, hang on, we've just worked ever so hard to come third. If you're West Brom, this is the last season that you get parachute payments in the EFL, which, you know, is that going to continue into next year? And then there's also all the money that's paid for on television rights and all of that sort of stuff. I think you can compromise the cup competitions because there aren't unbelievable knock-on effects into participation for following seasons. The only way I see... genuinely think that the season will be cancelled or voided as if we're effectively talking about a collapse of civilization territory. I think apart from that, you sort of have to get the league season completed, because without the way league seasons work is they all act as the basis for the season that follows. And I think that you can do that, but listen, I could be wrong, I could be talking absolute nonsense.
Finally, how do you think, if it was voided, how do you think Liverpool fans would react?
I think people would be absolutely destroyed, to be honest with you. I think that, you know, it would feel like it would be the most crushing blow. It'd be the only thing that I can think of that would make people stop. Like, just stop. I think that I'm not saying that would necessarily be me, but I think there'd be a lot of Liverpool supporters who would just sort of think, well, what's the point? What is the point of this now? Because, you know, to have gone through everything that we've gone through across the last couple of seasons and then the other near misses, I just think it'd really sort of just demoralised people to such an extent. And yes, they'd have other things to think about as well, because if we are getting to the point that it was voided, we would be talking about something that will have taken an awful lot of lives. I mean millions of lives by that sort of territory. So there would be that to bear in mind and consider, you know, things do stop and priorities do change for people. But I do think it'd be difficult for people to come the other side of.
På en måte så synes jeg det var godt å få den beskjeden I dag. Da vet vi hvordan kort som ligger på bordet, og vi har noe konkret å forholde oss til. De siste dagene så det jo vært mye, mye uvisshet og mye spekulasjoner, mye frem og tilbake, mange meninger naturligvis. Men det som har skjedd I dag jo at fotballforbundene selv har tatt grep, holdt på å si nesten stikke imot det den britiske regjeringen kom med I går. De har selv avlyst kampene frem til første uka I april, og det er egentlig godt å høre, for fotballen trenger å vise samfunnsansvar, og det er egentlig det de har gjort nå. Og det som selvfølgelig fortsatt henger jo hvor lenge dette vil vare. Kommer det nye utsettelser av kampprogram, og det kan jo fort skje. Vi I en situasjon hvor vi har et virus som berører alle, egentlig på hele kloden, og da må fotballen nå gjøre grep, naturligvis. Og vi alle glade I å se Liverpool spille og at fotballen ruller, men det ikke hovedprioritet nå. For norske reisende så får det dessverre stor betydning i forhold til hvordan pakker og hvordan du ordner det da. Men altså de som har kjøpt en fotballpakke fra et seriøst reisebyrå og som leverer pakken etter det lovverket som så... så har du en stor sikkerhet I det I forhold til å få penger tilbake hvis kampet blir avlyst og flyttet og det skjer sånne ting som skjedd nå. I hvert fall gjelder det for de som har kjøpt noe gjennom Ving. Vi hadde la ut en litt større sak I går om rettighetene til de reisende medlemmerne våre. Hva de kan forvente hvis det og det skjer. Så det jo litt annen situasjon hvis du har ordnet alt selv, på en måte vært ditt eget reisebyrå og har kjøpt en billett rett fra klubben og under fly og hotell og de tingene der, da vil jeg anbefale deg å sjekke med reiseforsikring og kanskje kortselskap om det er mulig å få tilbake noe penger. Men det er alltid trist når sånt skjer, og i den skalaen det skjer nå, så vil det dessverre berøre mange.
Det er naturligvis mye spekulasjoner om hva som vil skje videre i Premier League, og ikke minst om Liverpool vil få sitt første seriemesterskap på 30 år. Når jeg leser inn dette lørdag formiddag, er det ikke mange sikre svar å gi på dette. Foreløpig er dette det vi vet med sikkerhet. Fredag ble klubbene enige om å likevel utsette Premier League til tidligst 3. april, selv etter at beskjeden fra myndighetene var å fortsette. Tirsdag skal UEFA ha møte for å avgjøre hva som skjer med EM 2020, årets Europa League og Champions League. Hva som besluttes der kan bli avgjørende for om Premier League-sesongen for eksempel kan utvides inn i juni, juli og avsluttes. Torsdag vil Premier League ha et møte i etterkant av konklusjonene fra UEFA, og vil da kanskje klare å legge bedre planer for hva som vil skje videre. Vi prøver å holde dere så godt oppdatert som mulig på Liverpool.no gjennom denne krisen, så følg med der. I tillegg til å skrive om koronakrisen vil vi selvsagt også forsøke å gi alle et sårt tiltrengt pusterom fra alt det seriøse i verden. Med det så sier vi ha det bra så lenge, og ta vare på dere selv og følg rådene fra myndigheten. Ha det bra!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.